Kampala City Police spokesman Patrick Onyango confirmed about 2,000 people were killed by the landslide and several others injured.
Yesterday, we had retrieved the 14 dead bodies, and today we have retrieved 4 so far, and this makes a total of 18, and all were taken to City Mortuary Mulago for post-mortem before they are given to their relatives.
Onyango said, unfortunately, rescuers were able to safely retrieve fewer than 10 people and animals from the wreckage of a hill of garbage. Chitezi, a Kampala suburb, is the dumping site for the garbage collected from the capital, Kampala. The city's mayor, Erias Lukwago, blamed the government for not doing enough to relocate the dumping ground, saying the affected site was too close to city residents.
We have always been raising a red flag. We brought out all the facts which needed to be interrogated. And we made a clarion call that, please, let's take action.
Lukwago is calling for a thorough investigation into the tragedy. Uganda President Yoweri Museveni lamented the incident. He expressed his condolences to the bereaved families on his social media account X, formerly Twitter, and said the government has already located another dumping site. Anne Muhirwe is the deputy head of the Inspectorate of Government, a body responsible for investigating fraud.
The president is concerned and has also directed us to ensure that the right we get the officers or officer who didn't do their work.
The Uganda Red Cross and other agencies are providing aid to the victims. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.